Hi, everybody. I had a random thought a bit ago, and I kind of wanted to muse on it a bit. Or reflect on it a bit? I don't really know what the right word to use there is. I woke up like an hour ago, so my brain's kind of like, not quite there right now. So, if this is at all incoherent, I'm sorry. Anyway, I noticed that people who produce audios on GWA or Audio Candy or PTA, they all have special qualities about their audios that make them stand out. Like, everyone stands out in their own special way, whether they're acutely aware of it or not. And over time, I've kind of become aware of some things that make my audios very special. But when I say some things, I really only mean maybe one or two things. I'm kind of curious what you guys think, too. So, one thing that definitely makes my audios distinctly mine is probably the sense of intimacy and vulnerability and intensity in my audios. Not all of them are necessarily intense emotionally. There are some that are like very vulnerable and emotionally intense and just really, really personal, like desire or, you know, stuff like that. But, most of my audios, like my masturbation audios and things like that, they're very intimate and they do kind of show my vulnerability, but it's not in a very depressing way or anything. It's a very lighthearted execution, I like to think. But I don't know, like, I feel like the sense of intimacy really stands out when it comes to my audios. I feel like it really does stand out in the end, you know. And another thing I also notice that really make my audios distinctly mine is that there are a pretty fair amount of fetishy audios I've done, too. Like, I notice that I'm very fetish-friendly when it comes to the very extreme stuff, like scat and all that. I notice that I'm very okay with recording such content. For a lot of people, it's a very hard limit and a red line, and they don't want to cross it, and I'm just like, here's my toes, they're tiptoeing onto it, and oh, I crossed it! Oops! No regrets! Like, it's really weird, but I noticed that I'm very, like, fetish-friendly in that regard. But I wish I could pinpoint what else it is that make my audio so special and unique. I can't pick up on what it is. I do listen to my own audios to make sure there were no hiccups while recording, so I do listen back a couple times, and I have started to notice that my audios are definitely special in a way. It's just really hard to pinpoint what the fuck it is that makes them so unique, and I'm curious, what do you guys think? What do you think are standout traits about my audios? Excuse me, I'm getting a bit of a cold, so I'm coughing like crazy, but yeah. What would you say are standout things about my audios? What do you like the most about them? I'm very curious, so feel free to comment with your input. I would love to see what you think. Sorry for the kind of vain topic. I'm just really curious, you know? So thank you for listening, and I look forward to your input if you give any. And if you don't, that's okay too. Thank you for listening to me ramble incoherently for like a few minutes. Bye-bye.